This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Last week, two pipelines hit major snags in federal courts. This week, their stories continue as courts in the District of Columbia and Montana consider new filings. Victoria Wicks has this update.
Last week, a District of Columbia judge ordered that the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL, should be shut down and drained of oil because of insufficient environmental studies. The North Dakota Pipeline has been in operation for 3 years. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers immediately appealed, and now the D.C. Federal Appeals Court has stayed that shutdown order. The appeals court noted it needs more time to consider the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' request for a permanent stay. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and other DAPL opponents have until Monday to file a response. Also last week, the Keystone XL pipeline lost its bid in the U.S. Supreme Court to have its water crossing permits restored. That pipeline is still in the pre-construction stage. A Montana federal court earlier revoked those permits, again because of flawed environmental studies. Now 5 environmental groups have filed another lawsuit in Montana federal court, this time against the Bureau of Land Management, for permitting the Keystone XL pipeline to cross about 44 miles of BLM controlled land without adequate environmental studies. The deadline for BLM's response has not yet been set. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
A plan from the U.S. Forest Service recognizes the cultural significance of an area in Montana. A Crow citizen says tribes want to see permanent protection of all sacred areas. Eric Tigetoff has more.
In the U.S. Forest Service's final draft of its Custer-Gallatin National Forest Plan released last week, the agency recognizes the cultural and spiritual significance of the Crazy Mountains, designating it an area of tribal interest. Shane Doyle, a Crow tribal member and founder of Native Nexus Consulting, says the Crazies, as they're known locally, are a ceremonial site.
We've been going fast there for many hundreds of years, since time immemorial, and it's always been a concern among the Crow people that at some point we might lose that opportunity.
The Custer-Gallatin plan recognizes only the southern part of the Crazies. Doyle adds that it's important to protect this place for the future.
It's part of our heritage, and we want to continue to be able to offer that opportunity to young people as the generations go by.
People and organizations that commented on the forest plans earlier in the process can still submit objections to the final plans. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says the country is again watching the Navajo Nation in its fight against COVID-19. High numbers of positive cases in the spring drew much media attention, but Nez says this time people are watching how the tribe has been able to flatten the curve as surrounding communities are seeing a surge, including in Arizona. Data from Navajo health departments as of Tuesday show 47 new COVID-19 positive cases and no recent deaths. Nez credits Navajo citizens for following tribal emergency safety measures for months.
You know, 4 things we said early on: wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home. And the Navajo people took that in, and that is the reason why we have flattened the curve, and now you see a reduction in COVID positive cases here on the Navajo Nation.
Nez is urging Navajo citizens not to let up on COVID-19 precautions as safety orders are extended through July. Positive cases for the Navajo Nation are 8,290 with 401 deaths and more than 6,000 recoveries. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Support by Amerind, Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto needs at amerind.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.